This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the live Sunday edition of the program here with you as always. 7 nights a week, you can call in to bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Lots of interesting stuff, of course, that we can throw on the table, but you can actually bring up anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live, so you may join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there are problems with the big ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. I mean, they are kind of mega corporations. They're not exactly the best companies to work for, according to some of the people who have been driving for them for a while.
I've heard some people say they're great.
Well, I've had a mostly positive experience with what limited time I've spent with Uber. But, there are some legitimate complaints that some of the drivers have about them, like cutting back on the amount of money that they get to take home, cutting it from like 80% of the check or the amount, the fare, to 75%.
And is 80% the standard issue number?
Well, it was, but then they made it 75%. And, you know, so I've got my critiques of Uber and Lyft, but generally I think they've done a good thing. I think they have brought a fresh level of competition to the transportation industry, and it needed that, because it's been pretty stagnant for a long time with the established taxi cab companies. So I'm grateful for them for doing that, and it's just unfortunate that they've had to spend so much of their resources fighting all manner of legal battles in various different cities and countries around the globe, where basically the system is designed for taxi cab companies. They've been in business for decades. They've had regulations crafted that they meet, but their competitors don't.
Sure.
And so they were used to just kind of sitting pretty and not having to worry about any new competitors entering into the marketplace. Then all of a sudden Uber and Lyft come along, and they have done something completely different. For listeners that don't know what we're talking about, these are systems that allow an individual to share a ride with another individual, basically. And Uber and Lyft are kind of like the matchmaker, the program. It's a phone app that hooks you up as a rider with someone who's willing to give you a ride somewhere. And the someone who's willing to give you a ride gets paid for their effort, because it costs time and money to do that, so it makes sense to do that. But they're not a taxi company in the traditional sense. They don't meet the same, you know, qualifications as a taxi company. They don't have a fleet. They don't have, well, Uber's looking to build a fleet, but that's another story. At this point in time, when they started their business, they didn't have a fleet, because everybody who drove for them is an independent contractor who owned their own car. So there's no Uber shop that you can bring your taxi back to and have it fixed if something
But breaks. They provide insurance for those people that do drive for them.
There is a commercial insurance policy that attaches.
That's a similarity to a taxi company.
Yep, well, that's true. But
I mean, if I was hooking somebody up to take a ride with you, I wouldn't make sure that you guys had insurance, right?
Right, yeah, that's true. That is a similarity, but otherwise they don't have a fleet, which is one of the hallmarks generally of a taxi company. You know, if you drive for a taxi company, frequently you're not driving your own vehicle, you're driving one of theirs, and they'll repair it if something goes wrong.
It's similar to a pizza delivery company, though. I mean, when I drove for when I was delivering pizzas, I drove my own car,
yep.
And they told me that I had to get my own insurance there.
Your own commercial insurance?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, now you do have to be insured to work with Uber and Lyft, but they attach a commercial policy while you're driving for them.
Yes.
So as soon as
while somebody's in the car.
Right, as soon as you pick up and drop off is when it turns on and off. Anyway, so there's, you know, some significant differences between Uber and Lyft and your traditional taxi companies. And so these are ways that Uber and Lyft have managed to kind of avoid being regulated in the exact same ways as taxi companies. And the taxi companies are mad about that. In fact, in some places, in some countries, taxi cab drivers have physically attacked Uber drivers. They've smashed their windshields and things like that, destroyed brake lights, and, you know, been generally awful. There was Uber Grandma out in the seacoast of New Hampshire an older lady who was doing part-time Uber driving just to help get her bills paid.
Mm-hmm.
And she was targeted multiple times by the taxi cab drivers down there for harassment. They would box her in.
Nice.
She was like on the, if she pulled over
little
to the
old lady, box her in.
If she pulled over to the side of the road to pick somebody up, they just, you know, sit there and block her from being able to take the person away from where they wanted to go. That at one point she did see one of the taxi cab drivers smash her rear light, one of her rear lights. And, you know, thankfully they didn't beat her up, but, you know, it's kind of a campaign of harassment against
these
Uber drivers. And that's lightweight stuff compared to some of the stuff that's happened in other countries where these drivers, these taxi cab drivers, they feel like they're owed something. They feel like they own the road as far as transportation services are concerned, and they will get violent if they need to stop it. Well, you know, we've given a story after story and kind of followed along Uber and to a lesser extent Lyft. Uber tends to make the headlines a little bit more than Lyft. They're, I think, a larger company. And we followed along some of the ridiculous regulations that have been thrown at them. They had to leave Austin, Texas, for instance, because the city of Austin wanted to mandate that every Uber driver had to come down to the city building or the police department and get fingerprinted and have a background check run.
They're sticking with that, right?
Yeah, Uber and Lyft have left Austin,
Texas. Austin is sticking with that, right?
The policy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The voters voted for it, as a matter of fact. So Uber and Lyft said, okay, well, see ya, because they figure they do a good enough job background checking people, and they don't need a secondary background check from the government, and the hassle of having to go down and pay to get fingerprinted, that's going to be a deterrent to people becoming a driver for them if they have to jump through all those hoops.
Sure.
So, you know, there have been all kinds of stories like this, and now the most recent and the most, in my opinion, outrageous of them. I mean, this is the worst of the worst. This is the government. I mean, you can argue that every other thing the government has done against Uber and Lyft has been in favor of the taxi cab companies in that they're trying to regulate them and, you know, basically stop them or make business harder for them through these regulations.
Uh-huh.
But now there's actually a law in Massachusetts that it has been signed into law. So this is a real deal. This isn't a proposal. Which will transfer wealth from Uber and Lyft to the taxi cab companies.
So you're going to take money from Uber and Lyft and give it to the taxi cab companies?
That's correct. And it's the first law of its type, supposedly, in the United States.
That sounds like that would happen in Massachusetts.
Reuters is reporting Massachusetts is preparing to levy a 5-cent fee per trip on ride-hailing apps such as Uber and Lyft and spend the money on the traditional taxi industry.
A nickel?
That's correct.
The taxi cab companies are so bad off in Massachusetts, they need a nickel from Uber and Lyft.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed the nickel fee into law this month as part of a sweeping package of regulations for the industry. Ride services are not enthusiastic about the fee. The chief executive of Fasten, a ride service that launched in Boston last year, says, "I don't think we should be in the business of subsidizing potential competitors."
Indeed.
Said Kareel Evdakov. Some taxi owners wanted the law to go further, perhaps banning the startup competitors unless they meet the requirements that taxis do, such as regular vehicle inspection by the police. Larry Meister, manager of the Boston area's Independent Taxi Operators Association, says, quote, "They've been breaking the laws that are on the books that we've been following for many years." And this is that abuse victim mentality where the abused would like to see other people get abused.
But they put the laws, I mean, they lobbied for these laws in the first place in order to prevent other taxi cab companies from rising up.
There's a good chance of that, yes.
This is what happens when an established business gets into play. They make it difficult for somebody to compete against them. And now they're crying, where we paid a lot of money to lobbyists to make sure that we had these laws so they couldn't compete against us, and they made an end run around our rules.
Yep, that's pretty much what this is. But it's not just 5 cents. It's actually a total of 20-cent tax on each ride. 5 cents will go to the taxi industry. 10 cents will go to cities and towns. And the final 5 cents will be designated for a state transportation fund.
Yeah.
The fee may raise millions of dollars per year because Lyft and Uber alone have a combined 2.5 million rides per month in Massachusetts.
That's a lot of rides.
A lot of rides.
Yeah.
We'll continue to tell you more about what's going on with this. It's a toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're one of those taxi cab people that you just love this law. You think it's a great idea. We'd love to hear from you. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Also, Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Bernie Sanders debate challenge still on the table. He has not yet responded. I did see a headline saying that he was going to be hitting the campaign trail for old Hillary, so
Jeez.
He's completely sold out. Of course, anybody who thought he already wasn't owned by the establishment was just fooling themselves. But will he respond to the offer of $250,000 worth of Bitcoin that will be donated to the charity of his choice? All he has to do is agree to a debate, just a 3-hour-long debate, where he gets to choose the objective moderator. He chooses the city in which it happens. So, he could just totally do it where he lives. He doesn't have to leave, go anywhere special for it.
Which house? He's got three.
They are, I doubt they're going to have it at his house, but,
But it could be where he lives, though.
Right, some sort of venue.
Surely he's got houses in different places.
I bet he does. And so all he has to do is agree to a debate with Adam Kokesh, who is a voluntarist. So it will be socialism versus voluntarism in a debate, 3 hours in which both men have equal time. And then $250,000 worth of Bitcoin will be donated to the charity of his choice. And also Adam Kokesh will get $50,000 worth of Bitcoin donated to the charity of his choice. All Bernie's got to do is say yes. And so far, silence. If you want to learn more about the invitation, you can go to bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about the not just protectionist, but wealth redistributionist law that has been implemented in Massachusetts that's taxing Uber and Lyft and shuffling the money over to the taxi companies. First, though, Sarah's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to let you know the breaking news about New Mexico. We want to reinstate our death penalty. Did you know that we abolished the death penalty about 7 years ago.
Why would you want to reinstate the death penalty? I wouldn't have thought you'd have been for the death penalty.
Well, the thing about it is that they didn't shooting the police. They shot another police down in Las Cruces or something, and they shot another police. They shoot them dead, and they think it's a joke because this is to do life in prison.
Life in prison is a joke?
Well, I mean, they must think it is because they're shooting the police all the time in our state.
Do you think that that they're thinking to themselves, well, thank goodness all I have to do is life in prison?
I don't know why, but, I'm really tired of losing all of our officers. I don't think it's funny that...
Do you think that this is going to stop it? I mean, that's really the question here, is the death penalty hasn't shown itself to be particularly effective deterrent.
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit of a deterrent.
Why do you think there's no evidence for it? Have you researched the death penalty and looked at surrounding states that have the death penalty and ones that don't, and that way you can see that murder rates are similar or different?
She's going purely on emotion.
That's all, like most people.
This is wild speculation. Let me talk to you about the costs involved of maintaining a death row, because it's an extraordinarily expensive endeavor. This isn't cheap. It's cheap on the when you look at government programs. Certainly, there are more government programs that cost more. But when you're talking about locking people up in these prisons for long periods of time, they don't get out. They have to be taken out to recreate on their own. Their meals have to be delivered to them rather than them going to their meals. There's more officers per inmate there, which is a cost as far as overhead goes. It's the largest of the costs, and it really doesn't have any particular benefit. The benefits are marginal as far as a deterrent goes, at best.
Well, the thing is, our governor, Governor Susana Martinez, she's a Republican. She's pushing for it.
No doubt. Republicans love the death penalty.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised, Sarah. I figured that you would be against the death penalty.
Sarah's not a Democrat. She's a statist.
Yeah,
anytime a government program comes along, she likes it.
Yeah, what a shame. I mean, because the fact is the death penalty is not a deterrent. The numbers are there to show that it's not a deterrent.
Well, what
you end up doing is you kill innocent people. So really the question is, Sarah, how many innocent people are you willing to put to death in order to find one that's actually guilty?
Well, I don't know about all that. But
would you pull the lever yourself, Sarah? Would you take that job?
Well, the thing is, I'm sick could kind of, I tell you what.
I bet you could do that one. I mean, you've said to
Sarah,
us
Sarah, I don't really care about your emotional attachment to who's getting shot. What I care about is you thinking about this particular problem. This is one that really strikes home for me because people who say that they want the death penalty really need to consider that what they're trying to do is eliminate murder. But, as Ian said, any system of man is going to be flawed, right?
Right, but...
That means that you're going to kill innocent people, right?
Well, innocent people is that aren't police officers getting shot.
Will innocent people be killed with the death penalty, Sarah?
What'd you say?
Will innocent people be killed if you reinstitute the death penalty?
Well, I think it's going to be less...
yes or no? Look, I don't care about less.
You don't understand. You don't understand the question.
Okay, one more time.
The question is...
All systems that people make are flawed, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. If you institute a death penalty that's administered by people, will innocent people die?
As a result of the death penalty, meaning right. that somebody who's
will
convicted
the state,
of murder...
in your name, kill innocent people?
Well, you know what? The states are inevitable.
Yes or no? Answer the question yes or no, Sarah.
You know what?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks for the call tonight. I don't care about
That's
that.
Why I hate the death penalty. The death penalty is put in place by people who want to stop murder, who are then advocating for what is obviously murder.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. You've got to protect the, you know, you got to kill some innocent people to protect the police. Isn't that important? Aren't they just more important?
It's always talking about the police, right? And look, I'm not happy about police getting shot, but let's not suggest that police are any more important than the rest of us.
How many cops are going to end up getting the death penalty when they shoot innocent people?
Probably none.
Yeah, I bet you none.
I don't know that a police officer has ever gotten the death penalty in the United States for killing an innocent person. I know that BART officer that killed an innocent person in
11
custody
months.
Got 11 months in prison. I can't imagine what
that's
the rest
when
of
the
were.
BART officer shot a man in the back.
Just shot him in the back.
As he was handcuffed on the ground and being held down by other officers.
Yeah. I mean, what appeared to be just cold-blooded murder. He claimed he was going for his taser to tase a man who was handcuffed. Well, you know, whatever that argument is. But if you and I would have done it, they'd have been in prison.
Absolutely.
But I don't really care about the police aspect of this. What I'm saying is the police aren't any more important than you and I.
Nope.
And when it comes down to it, there's a marginal deterrence to the death penalty, and is that how many innocent people is that worth? Is the question that you need to ask yourself, because innocent people will be killed. That's it. Innocent people will be killed. Innocent people will be in prison. But at the very least, when you find out they're innocent, you can let them go.
Exactly. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, speaking of innocent people, there's a man who owes the city of Dallas $259 for not wearing a bicycle helmet, a law that doesn't actually exist. That's the top story over at freetalklive.com, as submitted and voted on by listeners just like you. We'll get to that. Also, more about this insane Massachusetts law that's going to tax ride-sharing and give the money to the taxi companies. 855-450-FREE.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us by dialing toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also bring up anything that you want. That is the point of the show. But we are going to get back into the story about Massachusetts and the insane new law that takes protectionism to a whole new level. This is not just protectionism. It's an actual transfer of wealth from one company to another, in this case, a couple companies, Uber and Lyft and any other ride-sharing companies operating in Massachusetts, will have to collect a 5-cent tax that will then go to benefit the taxi establishment, the old-school taxi businesses. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. And tonight, when you go to bed, think about the position of your head and neck. And the reason I say that is because there are, in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. And you may not have the right pillow because you may not have MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and learn more about what is the best pillow that I've ever used. And, Mark, you've got the MyPillow as well.
Yep. And what I'd like to say about that is lots of pillows will hold your head and neck in the right position, and you've got to find the pillow that's right for you. But what MyPillow will do that the rest of them won't do is well, you can wash it. So just think about that great pillow you've got that holds your head and neck in the right position. When was the last time that thing was cleaned?
Yeah, you can't do that generally with pillows. Yeah. I wouldn't know how to begin. They're just not designed for that.
You can't, really. I mean, if it's
a down cover and that's it.
If it's a down pillow, which is the worst option for head and neck position, you could dump the feathers out into like a bag or something and then wash the covering, and that's about all you
can do. Sounds like a mess.
Oh, it is.
Anyway, MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, and you can get yours at half off or two for the price of one. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't agree, for whatever reason, you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, then just you can send it back to them. Not a problem. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, gets you the special deal at MyPillow.com, plus there's a 10-year warranty on the product. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. The insane Massachusetts government has once again, you know, by the way, they're not one of the freest states in the union. I forget what their ranking was.
They've got to be in the bottom quintile.
The bottom, for sure. In fact, New Hampshire is surrounded by a bunch of very unfree states, and
yes,
Massachusetts is one of them. There's a 20-cent fee that they're going to be applying. This law has passed, been signed by the governor, to every ride share, to every ride on Uber and Lyft. And just Uber and Lyft alone have a combined 2.5 million rides per month in Massachusetts. 5 cents out of that 20 cents is going to go to the taxi industry. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to get broken down. Is it going to go to an industry association? Will it be delivered to certain companies? I don't know how they're going to distribute that.
I bet it doesn't trickle down to the worker, the taxi cab drivers very well.
I bet it goes right
to the bosses.
The law says the money will help taxi businesses to adopt, quote, new technologies and advanced service, safety, and operational capabilities, unquote.
That's ridiculous.
And to support workforce development. Regulations for how the fee will be collected and a plan for how it will be spent still need to be drawn up, says
the
says the spokesbureaucrat for the state's mass development agency, which will be in charge of the money. Riders and drivers will not see the fee because the law bars companies from charging them. Instead, companies themselves will pay the state, although Evdokov said it will be passed on to riders and drivers one way or another.
Every fee and tax that goes to a corporation trickles down because corporations don't exist.
Right.
They're just pieces of paper, and only humans pay fees.
Yes, but the thing is, it's a sneaky law because now you're not going to see on your receipt that you get from Uber, it's not going to break out the fact that, 20 cents of this $5 ride went to
taxi company welfare.
Yeah, exactly. Authorities worldwide are grappling with how to regulate and tax ride hailing. Seattle's passed a law that allows drivers to unionize, and in Taiwan, Uber's battling a tax bill of up to $6.4 million. Despite the cost, ride services in Massachusetts appear to have accepted the fee in exchange for other provisions. For example, the law does not ban them from picking up at Boston's airport or convention center, although there will be special rules for those sites. Lyft is pleased with the law, even though it's not perfect, said their spokesperson.
We'll pay 20 cents to be able to pick up at the airport, whatever.
Soliciting readers for how to spend the 5 cent fee, a column in the Boston Globe offered ideas such as hospitality training, incentive bonuses, and help.
That's right. Uber and Lyft drivers need hospitality training. When I've gotten into Uber and Lyft, these people...
No, I think it's for the taxi industry or something like that.
Well, they need the training, right. But for God's sakes, that's what they're supposed to be doing. Train your employees.
Incentive bonuses and help so taxi owners could buy flagship vehicles like a 1940s Checker or a Porsche.
You got to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me.
Now, to be fair, these are just the readers responding to the Boston Globe column, so that's not the official government position.
Is it a joke? I mean, because it's funny. You know what taxi cab companies need? Porsches.
Yeah. Meester said the money could go toward improving a smartphone app that his association has started using or to other big needs. He says we definitely need some infrastructure changes. The 5 cent fee will be collected through the end of 2021. Now, this is kind of interesting. Then the taxi subsidy will disappear, and the 20 cents will be split by localities and the state for 5 years, and the entire fee will go away at the end of 2026. Now, that presumes they don't re-up this thing and continue it running. But it's
Massachusetts
almost,
has never seen a tax it doesn't like.
But it's almost like this is sort of a kiss goodbye tax. Like, okay, well, you poor, poor taxis, you are just, you know, you're on the way out. Here's a little subsidy so you can keep your business running a little bit longer. But after 5 years, we're going to cut you off.
Why don't these owners just put their taxi cab drivers on Uber and Lyft and let them make some money?
Well, the owners wouldn't get a cut of that.
Split the fees. You give them a car.
The owners could probably do something like that with Arcade City when it comes out, which is, by the way, scheduled for September 1st. The Arcade City app is supposed to hit. Whether or not they're going to make their deadline, you know, still remains to be seen.
That's how it goes with development, right?
Some people are skeptical, but Arcade City has met its deadline in the past when they promised their earlier app this year, which was sort of like a beta test. For those that don't know, Arcade City is the idea of decentralizing ride sharing even further. Instead of having a mega corporation that is the intermediary between the drivers and the passengers, Arcade City will just basically be a program without much, you know, there's not like going to be a call center of people operating anything behind Arcade City. So it's not going to have the same level, I don't think, of support. But what it'll do is it'll allow drivers to connect directly with their riders. And the drivers will be able to set whatever collection methods they want. So if you want to take Bitcoin, take Bitcoin. If you want to take cash, take cash. It, you know, they wouldn't just be credit card. Like with Uber and Lyft, it's credit card and credit card only, unless you're in Argentina where Uber has started taking Bitcoin, as I understand it, through some sort of intermediary handler. But anyway, Arcade City is expected to allow drivers to set their own rates, which is a huge decentralization factor, because right now Uber and Lyft, they decide what the per mile rate is and per minute rate in any given city. So in Manchester, New Hampshire, it's different from Boston, it's different from New York, and so they just, you know, they're setting based on their best guess of what the market will bear. But it's
and
still
making pretty good guesses. I mean, they have models that are based on this rather than some taxi cab cost where it's just set by
the government. Which is one of the things that upsets the taxis, because the Uber and Lyfts are able to be cheaper considering they don't qualify as taxis, and the taxi guys are still subject to these regulations. So rather than calling for the end to regulations, the taxi guys, of course, call for more regulations to be applied to more companies, which is, again, that cycle of abuse that, that we talked briefly about earlier. But in the case of Arcade City, each individual driver will get to set their own rates. So you'll actually have competition among the Arcade City drivers. So that's why what you were suggesting, Mark, instead of getting involved, a taxi company getting involved with Uber and Lyft, they could get involved with Arcade City, and then they would be able to kind of organize things however they wanted to. So one of the things that Arcade City's founder, Christopher David, has talked about is that he doesn't plan on jumping through any hoops of the government. So like in Austin or these other cities or Massachusetts where there's ridiculous ride-sharing regulations that are being placed on these companies, Chris David's saying, look, we're not a ride-sharing company. This is just, you know, software. And and we don't provide the same services that Uber and even Lyft do. So it's up to the drivers themselves. So if some drivers want to register with the state, then they can do that. If other drivers just want to drive as outlaws, basically, they can do that too with the Arcade City app. So someone who is already a regulated taxi cab company would easily be able to start up an Arcade City arm, I would think. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but that requires a taxi company to be innovative and open to new ideas, which they haven't really shown propensity for that. 855-450-FREE, join us here on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got Skype. Skype usernames, lrn.fm. By the way, the Arcade City, we're talking about them getting ready to kick off their app coming up here on September 1st. That's the supposed release date for it. If you want to learn more about Arcade City and you want to be notified when it's ready to go, you can just go to arcade.freetalklive.com. If you want to be a driver or a rider, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. You can type your email in there and send that in. They'll let you know what the latest with Arcade City is. I'm pretty excited about it, although I'm a little bit concerned for Christopher David, the founder of Arcade City. We've had him on the show a couple times. He is now, there's now a warrant out for his arrest in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Hmm.
For those who may be new to the show, last year, it was actually about a year ago, that Chris started making headlines in Portsmouth. He was a liberty activist here in New Hampshire. He moved up here as part of the Free State Project. And he was making headlines in Portsmouth because he was driving for Uber at the time and was doing it as an act of civil disobedience because the Portsmouth City Council, as we were talking about, Uber's being regulated as much as possible in as many places as possible. And Portsmouth was no exception. They'd come up with extra regulations that Uber wasn't happy about, and they didn't want to jump through those hoops, and Uber wasn't jumping through those hoops, and it had to do with background checks and other nonsense that Uber again says, hey, our background checks are sufficient for us, they're sufficient for our customers. If our customers don't want to, they don't feel comfortable riding with our drivers, they don't have to use our service. They can use some taxi company if they want to.
And I want to know what these background checks are. I mean, are taxi companies around America, you know, doing these, you know, great background checks? I drove a cab at one point, and for those that listen to the show, you'll know that I spent 8.5 years in prison for second-degree murder. Now,
apparently you were totally fine driving a cab.
Yeah, I was released by the Florida Supreme Court, but I never went back and got my record expunged because I just didn't want to spend the money for it. Right. And, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? I can't vote in the state of Florida. Big deal.
Right. So in Portsmouth, there was these, you know, extra regulations that they tried to layer on for these ride-sharing companies, and Uber didn't want to jump through the hoops. But Uber didn't turn off their service in Portsmouth. So basically, as a driver, you could continue to drive for Uber in Portsmouth, basically as an act of civil disobedience. Anybody doing it was subject to getting pulled over and getting a $500 ticket, which on the second instance, you would get a $1,000 ticket. In fact, Uber Grandma is facing several tickets now in court. She was also driving for Uber in Portsmouth and has been pulled over multiple times for it. She's looking at $4,500 in fines over simply trying to take drunk people home. You know, stopping DUIs from happening, providing a real service to the community.
They did see in Austin the DUIs went up after Uber left town.
That's correct.
So, I mean, these are just laws that drive up the incidences of drunk driving.
And it's, you know, you could say, well, correlation is not causation.
However, it's pretty suspicious.
However, Uber has done, you know, they've looked at the numbers in other markets. And they have found, absolutely, in other cities, when Uber starts operating, DUIs go down.
That's because taxi cabs are expensive. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that they've thought about
it. And inconvenient.
Yeah, inconvenient. Yeah, it takes forever.
You're going to leave the bar? Okay, now you got to wait for an hour. Great. Uber, 5 minutes. What, when we needed an Uber in downtown San Francisco, it was six minutes. I mean, you know, it weren't far away at all.
No.
So so back to Portsmouth. So Portsmouth regulating Uber. Uber says, well, we're just going to keep our app on, and any drivers who want to drive will back in court. And so Uber is going to provide the attorney for the Uber grandma. Now, the thing is, Chris David never actually got a ticket for driving for Uber. What he got ticketed for and arrested for, actually, was for recording audio of a bouncer outside of a club in downtown Portsmouth. So he was driving for Uber, is outside of a club getting ready to pick somebody up for an Uber ride. This bouncer comes out and starts haranguing him. Well, he had like a dash cam or something like that, or maybe it was just his cell phone, but he had some kind of recording device, allegedly, because he ended up with a recording, an audio recording of this bouncer basically saying, "You Uber." I mean, it's a ridiculous video, and then the bouncer's, you know, giving him a hard time because he's, you know, taking customers home safely. It was absolutely outrageous. And so when the police heard that, of course, the police are all over Chris David because he's this known civil disobedient. They've been trying to catch him for a long time. Well, now he posts this video over at freekeen.com, which is my blog site, and the police saw that. They heard it, and they went and they tracked him down and arrested him and charged him with felony wiretapping because in New Hampshire, there's a stupid law. It's one of the worst ones that we have here that says that you as an individual cannot record other people's conversations with you unless you have their consent. It's called a two-party consent rule, and most states do not have this. Most states, so long as one party consents, the recording is legal. So in this case, that if it were a one-party state, this would have been a completely legal recording. But now the police are saying it was not. And so they ended up dropping the charge from a felony to a misdemeanor.
Because it doesn't fit the felony, because a felony would be that nobody who participated would know that it occurred.
So this felony would be a classic example of wiretapping where you're listening to a conversation that you were not actually a part of.
None of your business.
Whereas in this case, he was one of the parties to the conversation. So I think it's going to be an interesting case. Unfortunately, when Chris was supposed to go to court, he missed his court date, and now there's a bench warrant out for his arrest. Now, why did he miss the court date? Well, we don't have all the details on that, but I suspect it had to do with the fact that he was busy in Austin, Texas, because he moved down to Austin on a temporary basis once the whole Austin thing happened, where they started regulating these ride-sharing companies, and Uber and Lyft left town. Chris saw that as an opportunity. He brought Arcade City down there. They set up a Facebook group. It blew up to 30,000 members in a Facebook group.
Yeah.
I mean, a 300-member Facebook group is annoying and, you know, busy. 30,000 people in a Facebook group posting requests for rides and things like that, because the Arcade City app didn't exist yet at that point. But he just
and
did it.
They're still giving rides at a Facebook group. It's amazing.
It's incredible. And they've gotten a bunch of, you know, press coverage, you know, Fortune Magazine, all kinds of big news coverage. Of course, plenty of Austin area press coverage. So Arcade City is in a real good position to launch something pretty cool here. And I'm excited about it because we were actually at the decentralization conference, thanks to Arcade City. They actually brought us out there a few weeks ago in San Francisco. And we were sitting down with Chris and some of the guys from Airbits, which is one of the Bitcoin wallets, and they're talking about integrating Airbits into Arcade City. And so, I mean, there's some pretty cool like plans in the works for this thing. So we're going to keep you in the loop as that continues to develop. Again, if you want to get signed up, just go to arcade.freetalklive.com. And I love, you know, the idea of decentralizing ride sharing even further, getting away from having the centralized companies that we currently do, because this is the thing that's happening on a wider scale is things like Airbnb, Uber, Arcade City, these other concepts of decentralizing these services. It's given the state a real run for their money because they don't really know how to respond to this. Yeah, they're trying to pass new laws to regulate.
They don't know how to deal with it.
Right. They're trying to pass new laws. They've got transportation network companies now. That's the new legalese term for ride-sharing companies that are being their laws being passed to try to regulate them. There's Airbnb laws that are being passed to try to tax the people that want to share their homes.
You can't let people come stay in your house and then pay you for
without paying the state. Yeah, right. You can. You just have to pay the state.
That's what they want, right? And it's just amazing. Every little area where you and some people are trying to do something together, they just get involved.
That's right. Well, that's because they're a criminal gang, and they need a cut.
Don't forget that enough of these people play along to give them power. If they fall down and hurt themselves in your bathtub or whatever, then, these people are like, how come you don't have insurance for this? You're staying here, and you're giving me $20. Of course I don't have insurance.
Right. So, you know, these governments are trying to kind of keep up with the marketplace. And the beauty of all this decentralization is eventually, I mean, already you can argue that the internet and these concepts are outpacing the state. The state's way behind the ball on this. I mean, how many years has Uber and Lyft and Airbnb been around now? Several?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years, something like that. So, you know, they're that much ahead of the game. The government's slow to react, slow to figure out how to handle this stuff. And before they're going to get these Airbnb and Uber laws passed, you've got companies like Arcade City that are decentralizing things even further and, you know, cut out the middleman. And you're going to have an even more difficult time. The state's going to have a much more challenging time with this. You've got things like Bitcoin, these decentralized currencies.
Right.
The state doesn't know what the hell to do.
Track them down now.
Every now and then they'll catch somebody with some Bitcoin, and then they end up selling it, like with the Silk Road. They caught a bunch of Bitcoin in that arrest, and now they're liquidating it. So it's not like the Bitcoin's going away. The state knows it's worth something, so they're getting their cut of that. But, the state's days are numbered here, and I'm excited to see it fall. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can join us here. Speaking of regulations, Mark, you had a story about a Viking ship that is being regulated out of business, it sounds like. Plus, there's a man who owes $259 to the city of Dallas for not wearing a bicycle helmet after the city abolished the bicycle helmet law. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Hour 2 is coming up, and you can join us on Skype at lrn.fm. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.